2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Wow, for the next 30 minutes, we're going to step away from our conversation about the Kaysville concert getting yanked and moved over to Grantsville, but we're going to return to it at 10:35. The controversy will continue at 10:35 because we have more people calling in as they call into producer Andrew Hull and ask to be on the show to weigh in on the controversy. So, but right now we're going to talk about antibody testing because, well, producer Andrew Hull and I, we got antibody tested. We went yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
And so our results might be really obvious to you because, well, because we're here today. So we're going to tell you what the results are anyway. We're going to walk you through the process, like what we went through, which is pretty fascinating. I just went in, Andrew, not knowing what to expect.
Yeah, neither did I.
And we learned a lot. So we're going to tell you the one thing that blindsided both of us when we got there. And we went separately. I went at 1:30. When was your appointment?
4 p.m.
4 o'clock. Did you get there early?
I got there about 5 minutes early.
Ooh, yeah. Wasn't early enough.
No, definitely not.
Okay. And we also have a live interview with the mayor of Draper. He's really been spearheading this testing across four different cities, kind of on the south end of the valley and, you know, one city vineyard in Utah County. So I hear he may have the results of what percentage is tested positive. Although we're going to have to ask him that live because I know he's waiting for them to come in last night. So I'm really curious about what those results show once he gets them. So we've got Vineyard, I think it was Bluffdale, Riverton, and Draper were the four cities that were part of that testing. So, Andrew, I want you to walk me through what happened when you showed up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so they told me to get in. There were four lines. They told me to get in a line, stay in my car, and I had to call a number, and I was talking to an individual who's taking information from me through my window, basically. I was on the phone with her while she was taking information, but my window was rolled up.
So here's why I'm a total dork. I mean, and for my close friends who know me, they know I'm a total dork sometimes. I rolled my window down when she walked up with this sign and said, don't open your window, stay in your car. And right. I rolled my window down like, what do you need? And the sign said, call this number. So I rolled my window back up. And so I pulled into the parking lot. Same thing. There was a bunch of masked folks, some really young looking volunteers, too, telling me where to drive. I turned the corner and the first thing I see is a massive amount of brake lights in those four different lines.
Long lines.
Yeah. So they checked me in through my car and I wasn't expecting, and this was not my biggest surprise. My biggest surprise will come in just a moment. They checked me in through my car window once I rolled it back up like I was supposed to do. And they told me not to eat, drink, or chew gum because if my results were positive, they'd have to do a saliva test. I'm sure you heard that same thing.
I did. I was surprised to hear that too.
Yeah. So there was a follow-up test for those who tested positive. But the thing was, is I had my mask on in the car because I was taking selfies and posting them to Facebook and Instagram and posting to my story and all that other fun stuff that you do. So I was just chewing gum through my mask. And she said, you need to spit your gum out.
Spit it out.
How can you see that I have gum in my mouth? So I waited and waited and waited and wished I'd brought a paperback book that I'd left on my dining table. I'm reading a really good book right now. I'm like, I was waiting in line so long I could have finished all 300 pages.
That's right.
That was my biggest surprise. I was in line. I got in line. I got there at 1:07. I was there 20 minutes early for my appointment. They said, that's okay. So I was like, where am I going to put my car anyway? Because you wait in your car the whole time. I did not pull out of the parking lot until 3:07.
Yeah. That was my same experience too. I got there about 3:55, 3:50. I didn't get out till 5:30, 5:45.
What were your results?
So I tested negative.
So did I.
Yeah.
I tested negative for COVID-19 antibodies, and I paid $70 for this test. I want to get the mayor of Draper, Troy Walker, back on the line. He was with us yesterday on the show. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Can I get my $70 back?
No.
I'm kidding. I knew I was going into this.
You got your results.
I got my results. That's right. I got what I paid
you got
for.
Your results.
Hey, did you take the test, Mayor?
I did.
And?
I did. It's It's actually my third time doing it.
Really?
I was negative myself. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's, is that good? Or is that, do you think that's, like, I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, one of my council members just was so convinced he'd had it. He's an Army soldier, and he's, you know, he's been around lots of different places, and he was kind of bummed, actually, that he didn't have it. He said, I wanted to have it, so I knew I, the time I was sick, it's, you know, it was COVID. But, you know, we don't have actual results yet.
Okay.
They're going to do another 500 today, and hopefully they're going to have their system down a little. I know the wait was longer. When we did the preliminary, you know, trial run, we only did 114, and it was really smooth. So extrapolating it up to 567, and the wind really hurt them. They had some of their things blow over, and they actually had one of their employees got injured. And so I talked to him about it. I said, look, people weren't happy with the long wait. And he said, well, by the afternoon, we started to get it smoother, and so hopefully it'll be, you know, better. The weather was a bit of a factor for him. So,
you know, Mayor, it's interesting that you said your council member was disappointed to get the negative result. I actually heard some of the same things, and I might have even felt that myself. When I was in line, I had my window rolled down when I was waiting for my results, and I heard one woman exclaim, no, when she got her negative result. And I'm curious, is that the right reaction? Should we be disappointed to not have antibodies, or what do you think?
I don't know. I don't want to get COVID-19, so, I'm happy not to have them because it means I didn't have it. I don't want to take that risk. I know what Ben McAdams went through. Ben and I are good friends, and
yeah.
I don't want to know. But I think it's we did have positive results. There were positive people. I don't know, you know, the statistical number of them yet. There were positive folks, and they were administering those saliva tests. Now, not everyone wanted to take the saliva test, so, you know, some people didn't. They chose not to take it. So the saliva test is getting read and taken care of at Rutgers University. So they ship the saliva test off to Rutgers. Rutgers will run the test, and then the results will come back. So they won't know those for 24 to 48 hours on the saliva test. But not everyone would take it. You know, there were people that were positive, and they just didn't want to do the saliva test. So, but a lot of them did. So I think when he gets through 1,500 or so of them, we'll have some data that we can talk about. And then, you know, of course, then the debate will be, what does it all mean? And that's, you know, that's maybe above my pay grade in the sense of what it actually means, you know, individually. But I think it could mean something very valuable, you know, aggregately across the county. And as we look at, as you know, what it
sure
is, what the attack rate of this disease is.
We're on the line live with Draper Mayor Troy Walker's really spearheaded this private partnership, right, Mayor? It's you pay $70, you go wait in line. It was 2 hours of a wait for both my producer, Andrew Hull, and I, so I'm sure other people had to wait. I know I was in line with the same group of people. I felt like we were all family by the end, and we're all start singing together as we all got our results, and it was 15 minutes, so it only took about a minute and a half to do the finger prick on my right hand. I stuck it out the window, and I looked away because I thought I wouldn't want to get this far and pass out, but it wasn't that bad. I did peek. I did give it the side eye. It wasn't that bad. It was quick, and then I had my results in probably 15 minutes, but this was sold out, and the reason that Andrew and I got a spot is because there were reserved spots for the media, presumably to so we could experience it and talk about it on KSL News Radio. But do you plan on opening up another round of tests? Because this does seem to be the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah, we've got another about 900 of them. We're putting together, hopefully today we're going to, you know, finalize the days. We'll probably split it in two so that it's, or maybe in three so that it goes a little quicker for people. We may try and cut. They thought they could, you know, readily handle 500 plus. I think that maybe it's better to try and handle 300 and spread it out a little bit. So we're working those details out, but we have about 900 more that we're going to try and, you know, get anyone that wants them. I'm also working, I just got done talking to Mayor Wilson at the county about a way to make some available for free to, you know, lower income folks. We're going to work on a way to do that. I was interviewed by Univision, I think it was, and he asked me what we were doing for the Hispanic community, and I said, well, I want to do something. This was sort of the first run, getting it set up and seeing how we could get it to operate, but I'd like to be able to do something for those who can't afford the $70, you know, make some available so we can get some of those folks that an opportunity to, because I know there's people that can't afford it that want to take it.
Mayor Troy Walker of Draper. thank you so much. Let us know when you get those percentages in. We want to make sure we post that to KSLNewsRadio.com because I think there's a huge curiosity factor in how many of us had COVID-19. We got the antibody test and found out we had COVID-19, and I love the idea of making them free to the Hispanic population. So we've asked you this question before, and now we want to know, now that you know what Andrew and I went through and what we got in exchange for our $70, is the antibody test worth it to you, or did I just waste my money? I want your opinion. Let's talk.
Dave and Dujanovic.